Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams, the podcast that teaches you how to lead conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate virtual audiences. Here's your host, top personal brand coach and communications expert, Rasheryl McCreary.
Welcome to Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. I'm your host, Rasheryl McCreary, and I am a certified leadership coach and the president of Dow Leadership Development. Now, over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them build their personal brands by communicating with greater impact. Now, I began my career training telephone sales reps to communicate with greater impact on the telephone, and I have taken a lot of the tips, tools, or techniques that I pioneered 15 years ago in that job and rolled it into this mini podcast where I'm going to share one big idea with you, one big thing that you can try right away to solve your most pressing conference call challenges. So let's get started. Today's episode is Leverage Your Technology. Leverage Your Technology. So, you know, I find with my clients many times that they're on conference calls where a lot of things begin to happen that just really begin to derail the call and drain the energy off the call and make people lose focus. So for instance, I was shadowing a client recently, and in the middle of a high stakes presentation that my client was giving, you could clearly hear in the background an espresso machine, and you could hear other people, you could hear people ordering, and you could hear a lot of other stuff happening. And obviously this person, somebody on the call was somewhere ordering coffee. Let's call it Starbucks. And it was interesting because my client was trying to sort of get their team members' attention, get the audience members' attention, and tell them to mute their phone. And the person obviously didn't have the phone up to their ear to know that we were trying to get their attention. And so the whole focus of the call shifted from the high stakes message that was being delivered to one audience member's Starbucks order. Now, this is a challenge, right? This is a challenge for you as a leader of a conference call, or for you as someone who's presenting on a conference call, when something like this happens and all of a sudden you've lost your audience because they're now focused on something that you don't want them to be focused on. And you know, folks, the solution to this problem is leveraging your technology from the very beginning. Right from the very beginning. So had my client who was leading the call had a full and complete understanding of their technology, how to mute everyone, how to make sure that everyone but the presenter himself, everyone else was muted. Things like that. Really understanding how to use your technology can really help your call stay on focus. And there are other ways that this crops up. Sometimes you're in the middle of a call and now you want to get questions from the group, or you want to use the chat function, and you realize you don't really know how to use the chat function. And so you're stumped, or you get into this big confusing ball of wax around the chat function. Sometimes in your conference call technology, there are even more advanced features, like some technology has the ability to have breakout groups where your group on the call, your audience can be segmented into groups where they can do brainstorming or discuss ideas and then come back to the group at large. So there's a wide range of technology out there with a wide range of features, and it's your responsibility as either the leader of the call or an attendee on a conference call to understand your technology and really leverage it. Really leverage it. Use it to your benefit, right? So the first step is you got to know the basics, right? How do I mute all so I don't hear and we don't all have to hear the background noise or distractions or whatever someone else is doing at Starbucks or wherever they are? That's just a basic, right? How do I use the chat function so that I can, and how can I explain it clearly and concisely to my audience, right? So just really learning the basics is a huge thing. And then once you get the basics under your belt and you know it like the back of your hand, or you have a little cheat sheet when you're doing your conference calls, then you want to look at what is the more complex technology. Can people raise their hands? Can I conduct a poll? Can I make this more interactive in some way? Can I use breakout groups? Are there ways I can manage this, right? Can I use the technology to just give one person the floor where one person can speak and is unmuted, and then I mute everyone else? That's also a great technique for wrangling the rambler, which is another episode podcast that we have. So your action step for this week, my friends, is you must learn your technology. I want you to take 30 minutes this week, and I want you to learn the basic features that your conference call or webinar or whatever you're using for your virtual team communications. I want you to take 30 minutes and learn what the basic features are. How do I mute? How do I recognize somebody who wants to raise their hand? How do I unmute everybody? What are the basics? Okay. And create a little cheat sheet for yourself so you remember from call to call how to do this. And I also want to add one other little action step in here. So once you've learned the basics, I want you to find one to two advanced features that your technology has that you can begin to put in place. Now, I'm not saying you have to practice it or use the polls or the chat or whatever, but I want you to identify a couple of pieces of technology or a couple of features of the technology that really will allow you to leverage that technology and communicate with greater impact with your virtual audience. So that is the action step for this week. Give it a try. Let me know how it goes. And for those of you who are here still listening and you're on LinkedIn, I want you to go right over to LinkedIn and be sure to join my Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams group. So if you send me a LinkedIn mail or reach out to me via LinkedIn, I'll be sure to invite you to the group. So if you want to join it, contact me on LinkedIn. I'll get you right in. All right. So thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast. This is Rasheryl McCreary, and I am signing off.
Are you a busy executive looking to lead and shine on conference calls that engage, inspire, and motivate your virtual audience? You need Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. CWI for Virtual Teams is an online course that teaches you how to lead high-energy interactive conference calls, captivate multitasking listeners, compelling them to pay attention, and build your brand by upping your virtual presence skills. Get more information on Communicate with Impact for Virtual Teams. Register for the free 30-minute webinar at www.cwiforvirtualteamswebinar.com.